Hannah here.
Jamal is here as well.
You are listening to Classes in Session. So, we've been working from home for a while now.
Oh, it's December. Since what? Beginning of March? Like, very beginning?
I think it's been almost 200 days.
How you know the days?
Because we kept up with it with my team at work.
Oh, wow.
It's on our calendar.
Y'all gonna be up to 2,000. Y'all look up.
Right. So, I mean, this episode is kind of chill, laid back, you know, home.
Just like working from home?
Yeah.
But how has it been to you, the overall experience?
Working from home. I think it's been great.
Okay.
Like, me, I'm just going to be honest. I'm not really a people person.
Yeah.
Like, I could tolerate people, but I don't have to just be around them all the time.
Okay.
And, like, a lot of my coworkers, they're like, oh, I can't wait to get back in the office and have that human interaction.
Like, they locked up in a hole.
Right. My thought is, you better go outside and wave at your neighbor.
You better know. You better go to the grocery store.
Right.
Dog park.
With your mask on.
With your mask on. That's how you're going to be at work when you go back. If we go back.
Right. If we go back.
What are some of the major differences to you? And it could be everything surrounding the work. It can be, of course, you don't drive anymore since you are working from home. You know, I'm just your personal chauffeur.
Another benefit.
And what else I was thinking about? I know we're kind of like very self-disciplined, so we're going to work the same no matter what. So.
Okay, so with me... like you were saying, I don't have to drive anymore. I have my own chauffeur, which is awesome. Y'all should get y'all one.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, it's like my work hasn't really changed. So I usually work with a team that's like out of state. So everything is done like through virtual meetings and such. So, like, we're okay. Still having virtual meetings. It's just the fact that the backgrounds have changed. Like, they can see Jackson running around, people walking up the steps, stuff like that. But one of the things, like, I guess, like, the camaraderie part of being in the office, like, they kind of lean on me to be, like, the social person.
And she's not even a people person. What'd that say about them? Go ahead.
Yeah, should've seen it before. But it's like, whenever, like, say a holiday's coming up, like, I plan the potluck. I plan the Dirty Santa party.
Y'all still having potluck?
I planned... I'm talking about last year.
Oh, okay.
I planned the potluck, the Dirty Santa party, any type of volunteer event. I kind of get the group together to volunteer together, stuff like that. So now it's kind of like everybody's kind of leaning on me to do that virtually. So I've been successful with the volunteering because we can all like get on a call and do it online. But as far as like Christmas party, I'm expected to do the Christmas party this year and I have no idea what to do.
Y'all doing the Christmas party online?
Yeah.
Knowing if y'all was in the office, y'all wouldn't do... Oh, I guess y'all probably have potluck or something.
Babe, I just said I hosted Dirty Santa last year.
Oh, you say I don't listen.
Right. But yeah, so I'm kind of leaned on as a social person. So now that it's virtual, it's like, hey, you could still be social. What could we do virtually, though? Yeah, and even like baby showers wedding showers. I did like my manager's baby shower. And then... I actually hosted my first, I guess it's a bridal shower online the other week. And we just played bridal Mad Lib or whatever. But it was still like fun. We signed a virtual card, played the game, said congratulations. That was it. Like people laughed. Bunch of faces. But I mean, if we go back to work, it'll be a completely different setup. So even now at my job, there's a way to, like, if you just have to go to the office for something in particular, there's like certain windows that you sign up to go into the office. You have to go through this little this little screening, you take your temperature, you get a mask, all this stuff to actually go into the building. You have to have director approval before you go in the building. Things like that. So I feel like when we do go back to the office, I feel like it'll be restrictions on the number of people that could be in the building. Yeah. Like, I know you have that now, like, as far as, like, fire hazards or whatever. But I feel like it'll be more space between everybody.
Yeah, my little homeboy said his mom worked from home 2 days out the week, and they get rotated. So, mm-hmm. like, you know, like, I know that Verizon was talking about that a long time ago before they just said, okay, y'all just work from home to next year.
Yeah, that's how it is. Like, with our building, uh-huh. we sign up for certain, like, you have to sign up before at least a week in advance. And say your whole team has to work in the office. Well, your team has to rotate the days that you go into the office just because it's a maximum number of people that can be in that particular section.
Right. Okay. Anything else you want to add about your working from home?
I feel like I could do this for life. Or until I retire, of course. But, like, I have my little setup at home. I don't have any commute time, so I can spend my time, you know, taking a nap or walking the dog or doing chores or studying or, you know, doing anything other than sitting in traffic or just being behind the wheel wasting gas.
Okay. So, me, on the other hand, when it first happened, when we started working from home, that's when they tried to shut down everything. Even in Atlanta, guys. I know everybody's like, Atlanta wide open. When it first happened, Atlanta wasn't wide open. Like, maybe the nightlife never closed.
Oh, yes, it did.
It did. Okay, I thought so. So, for about the first 2 months, I know for me and hooping, it was the first 3 months. Like, you would have to hoop at, like, a private gym or this and that. And I'm just bringing this up to bring it all full circle. Because that was messing up my work life. If I can't hoop, then, you know, and I'm stuck at home. And I just felt like, okay, so she has
stuck at home.
She has become my new coworker. I like my coworkers to where I work in which I leave him. Like, I don't see you again till the next day. So, it was just a tough trend. Well, I'm not going to say tough. It was an interesting transition from you're my coworker, and then we just log off or sign out, close our computer. We get up. Hey there. You my wife, you know what I'm saying?
We get up, hey, let's walk to the couch.
Right. It's like acting and they're shooting a movie at your house and you're shooting it with your wife and you just get up and then you just stop acting and start being your regular self.
Okay, wait, let's back up.
Oh, boy.
I said I have my little setup at home. I have to let y'all know, our setup is like right across the dining room table from each other.
Yes.
Like, both of us have a side of the dining room table that we have our second monitors, our laptops, our notes, everything spread out.
Yes.
The only part of the table that we share is the very center, and that's where we sit our water bottles so that we don't have to get up and, you know, go to the water fountain. Or the refrigerator.
I've been saying, our job, we don't do the water fountain. What do we get water out of?
Out of the little water thing. Out of the machine. The filter machine, box thing.
It's been so long, I about forgot the way to work. But, okay. So, it's a tough transition at first because, like I said, this is what I always told her when we was young. I'm going to go all the way back to something I told her when we were young. I said, a fire need air to keep going, to, you know, to keep burning.
I was dimming his light.
I said, if you smother it, the fire would go out. So with this, of course, we're grown now and, you know, totally different person than I was then. So it's different, but it's not in a sense because it's like what they say about the What they say about missing or some make the heart grow fonder?
Absence make
the heart grow fonder. So I'm used to being out my coworker, sometimes tripping out, sometimes they peeing me off and can't wait to get home to get to my wife, you know? So that changed all of that. Like, the balance was gone. That's the balance. Okay, coworker pee you out. I need time away from y'all. Then you call home, you be like, hey, honey. Then, first of all, I hoop in between anyway. So, it was just like that balance was gone. So, I found small stuff that I would normally wouldn't say anything about or it wouldn't be anything to me. I found it starting to get to me. Like, I'm like being real tic-tac. Like, I'm like any small thing, I'm not blowing it out of proportion, but I'm saying something about it. Normally, I wouldn't even say nothing about it, but I'm like saying something like, hur, hur. I need me time myself. So I remember one time when I was at like the very peak of this, I remember I was like, man, I need to, because I was missing my drives to work too. So I'm an introvert in real life. So I need that a long time to think my own thoughts. I need my alone time to just have with me. But it's not even so much about that. I just like the inner me. So I just like, you know, focusing on me. So whenever she's around, and I have told her this, like, it can be something as small as, let's say we drive in Alabama, I'm listening to music. I don't even listen to my music and process it the same way I would when she's in the car and when she's not in the car. Because remember, I think about her thoughts and well-being before my own. So if we're listening to music, I'm not even listening with my ear. I'm listening to her ear. And I'm kind of like, oh, this sounds terrible. And I turn it. You know what I'm saying? Let's say we're going to Alabama and I'm listening to an album for the first time. I'd be like, dang, that joint was whack. But I wouldn't even listen to it from my own perspective. So I had to go back and listen to it by myself. Like, oh, that was right. Because remember, I'm thinking of my own thoughts at this time. So I'm thinking about my own life when I'm listening to some stuff hitting different. I'm like, oh, shoot. So that's how it was. All of that went into, like, what I'm saying. So when I say that, I wasn't like really just able to think my own thoughts. So it was just this one day. I was like, man, I'm going to get, you know, a good 15 minutes by myself. I'm going to drive to the grocery. I'm going to drive and get us something to eat. So then, like I said, I was like at the peak of when I was tripping. Because I was tripping. So I was like, I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to go to the grocery store. Well, I'm going to go Chick-fil-A. And she was like, man, I want to go. And I was like, dang, I must really be tripping because I want this a long time and she don't want it at all. And I know, guys, since I'm saying this now, it's probably every time I'm going to go now. She's going to be like, oh, you want to go by yourself?
No, go ahead.
But this was back in May, probably. And this was, you remember when we didn't go home for like 2.5 months? This was during that time. So I just needed some Jamal time. And remember, I wasn't able to hoop, so I wasn't able to drive. I wasn't able to get my hooping time. So, yeah. But once I started back hooping, everything turned. And I was like, okay, I'm back being myself again. So, overall, I started to get used to it, and I stopped missing those long drives to work. Like I said, the long drive to work helped me get my mind right, helped me get focused. It's kind of like my meditation. And leaving work is like, I'd be happy because I'm about to go hoop. Then I'm going home. And so, I stopped missing that. So now I don't want to go back to work. Like, I'm perfect the way it is. Taking a break from hooping again, but I'm actually great this time. So that's like my experience. And the way Verizon set up, I don't think they're in a rush to get us back at all. And plus, my department, we've been more productive since we've been working from home than when we were in the office. Because in the office, man, everybody's just been there socializing for real. Like, my manager look up like, oh, they so grown, I can't even tell them to work. But at home, I guess everybody be trying to get to the paper. So that's kind of my work from home experience in our overall life.
Wow. So you don't like me?
I ain't say that at all.
I'm just playing. But you're more than welcome to go on to the store.
Need to go get some oatmeal cakes.
You really do. Run along now.
See what I'm saying? That's that boy. You think what?
I think So I don't get tired of you. Okay, let's step back. 'Cause now you got me thinking. Y'all, this man eat an apple and it sound like a cow
Man.
chewing on bricks.
I remember
I mean, he'll eat that apple with his mouth open.
I be enjoying my apple.
And I look up like,
Oh,
what is he
shoot.
doing to this apple? Is it okay? But yeah, I some stuff. And again, like I said, I'm not a people person. So when I go to work, I guess I'm not meditating. I'm kind of planning out my day. Like as soon as I get in the car, I'm planning out my day. I'm not clearing my mind in preparation for walking into the building. I'm already thinking about, like, by the time I get to work, I've planned my full day. Like, when I get there, I need to make sure I check this. I need to go through my to-do list. I need to check this off. Oh, I brought this. I need to call this person. Like, I'm going through my whole day as I'm driving. So now it's different because instead of driving and thinking about what I'm going to do at work, I just the day before, like I have sticky notes all over my computer. Not actual sticky notes, it's an app. But I have a to-do list and I just type it up like, okay, remember to do this, remember to do that. And the next day, I'm like free, completely free until I log in on the computer. And I just enjoy that so much because like I feel like my mind doesn't stop just racing. And I say racing like it's crazy, but it's really not. So when I'm on the way to work planning out my day, to me, that makes my day go smoother. If I go to work and I'm just like in a zone listening to my music, not thinking about anything, then once I get to work, I have to sit there and plan all of it out. So again, I just use my apps, write everything out on my to-do list, and like once I shut down or start up my computer, that is when I start working. But yeah, I had to get used to my new coworker because like the coworker I sat next to at work was like super quiet, sweetest person in the world. She used to just like tap the corner of my desk when she wanted to talk to me. Most times she didn't want to talk. I'm okay with that too. But like, you know, we had our times and we respected our times. But now my new coworker, y'all, he like apples and it's like
Wow.
it's a different level.
Whatever best coworker you possibly could have.
I reckon.
For real.
But
We making it work.
I've heard that sounds horrible.
Oh,
Help me
shoot.
please. We making it work. But I've had like some of my friends, like one of my friends have they completely quit.
Man.
Not laid off because of COVID. Like they completely quit.
They quit work and they working from home?
They couldn't do it.
Wow.
Too much freedom. There is a such thing as too much freedom.
You might be right.
And then one of my friends, or no, one of your friends.
My friends?
Like so me and Jamal, we have our own things. Like I have the she shed, he has basketball, or he has the man cave. So we could be in the house at the same address
At the same address.
and not like I could be in the house and he not know I'm here. But on the other hand, when he in the house, I know he here because he got the music up on 50.
Oh,
But
Lord.
anyway, I don't mind that part though. But yeah, it's like we can be on two opposite ends of the house and we could be okay with it. Now, one of his friends was like, what did he say? What did he say? Something like, how do we do it?
To my manager.
What did he say?
I don't know. You might
Bro,
name
I'm talking
drop.
about bro.
Oh, I don't know what he said. When did he say it?
He said this like when you was talking about me and May.
I wasn't talking about you to nobody else. I just, he came over.
Did he come over? Maybe he did come over.
I had to if you talked to him.
But anyway, he was like, how do y'all do it? How do y'all be at home with one another?
I didn't even remember that.
And you were telling him, like, we have our own interests, basically.
Yeah.
So that, I think that's important too. Like, sure, we're together, but we still have our lives. Like, we still have things that we're interested in that we could do without the other person.
Or we could do together, because that's what he was talking about too.
Yeah.
And I told him we'd be going to parks all the time and things of that nature. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, working from home in one word, go.
This happened this one word tonight. Convenient.
Okay. I like it. Convenient.
Okay. Working from home, one word for you.
Nap.
Shh. Oh, that went into my convenient. I was so thinking of that.
Sleeping is a habit, baby.
Oh, man. Whatever.
I could, like, I don't know about y'all, but I could just sleep anytime, anywhere, through a tornado. Like, I could sleep. But, yeah, I don't know. Homework? Do we have homework for this episode?
No, we're just sharing experiences on this one.
Yeah.
I don't feel...
If there's any homework, it will be find you something to do. Like, wow. Find you something that you could be occupied at home.
If you're
like, we're all in quarantine.
Are we?
We're supposed to be. Like, the virus is real. What do you think about the vaccine?
I don't.
Oh. You know, I heard it was the mark of the beast.
I don't. Now, this is how I used to answer my coworkers at work. Jamal, what you think about? I don't.
Whatever.
I'm going to laugh and have fun with you, but if you bring up some social media stuff, I don't.
That's not social media.
I know it. I'm not saying it. I'm just talking about my coworkers. I ain't talking about you. You know what?
I could bust you in your eye.
Class is dismissed.
Peace.